On WRCO and WRCE, it's time for the morning show. I'm Phil Nee, and we're here to talk about an exciting new program and things going on in the Richland School District that will be implemented this fall. In fact, the instructor for the Partner Alternative School, Kim Sifkus, is in the studio with us, and Sherry Johnson, Director of Curriculum and Instruction as well. Well, good morning. Kim, you're a first-time visitor to the show, so tell us a little about yourself, if you would.
Good morning. Yes, I have been with the Richland School District. It will be my 12th year coming up. I taught third grade and then fifth grade, and now I'm making the switch to the alternative school. Prior to that, I did teach in Chicago, so glad to be back.
You get a chance to teach in Chicago. There are probably a few differences between there and here.
Yes, well, yes, definitely, but all good.
Yeah, and you've taught in the lower grades.
Yes.
A little bit.
And I taught 7th and 8th grade when I was in Chicago, so.
Okay.
Yep.
So taking over here, it's a new thing. It's kind of an exciting time for the Richland District, isn't it?
Yes, for sure. We are really looking forward to having another opportunity for kids to maybe explore, especially the ones that just the traditional classroom setting isn't necessarily working for them, so.
The partner school, you know, this is something that's been kind of talked about for a while, but this is something for students, and I'm guessing that I probably would have been in line for something like this.
Right.
Where you have a specific interest, and, you know, that's, you really would gravitate towards something like that. That's the whole thing behind the principle of this, isn't it?
Absolutely. So we are really wanting to create this around the students. So, you know, we want to get their strengths and their desires, what they want to do, and build off of that. So giving them the opportunity to help create their own, like, learning program, basically, and then getting out in the community and working is what our program's about. So
do some of them have the opportunity to go out and do some work in the community and work to school situations?
Yes. So our plan is to have instruction happening in the morning time, and then in the afternoon they'll be going out and working. So whether it's job shadowing or, you know, actually working as well, depending on age and whatnot. So
great opportunity for the district. Sherry Johnson joins us as well. Sherry, maybe you could tell us a little bit about this and maybe the thought behind this in the Richland District.
Sure. Good morning. This came to light when we've been noticing, especially after COVID, that traditional educational formats aren't working for a lot of students. Horace Mann developed this formal education system like it is now hundreds of years ago. And so it's hundred of years ago. So he thought he was doing the best for everybody, which at the time he was. And now it's not working as well for a lot of students. Many students are having a hard time, whether it's with large groups of people. There's a lot more anxiety, more depression. There's a lot more students that maybe just aren't able to function with other students in the room that are maybe causing a little disturbance, or, you know, people are easily distracted. There's so much that goes into having to sit in a classroom for a whole day, and how much a person has to work hard at making sure they can focus. As you can attest, you've mm-hmm. spoken a lot of times about how when you were in school, you had a really hard time focusing your energy, and they expect you to sit down and be quiet all day long. And not that our teachers in our regular classrooms are doing that. They do a lot of alternative ways of teaching, but this is not just that. This is an alternative way of creating a student's learning path. So they're going to create their own individual learning plan, an ILP, and through it they can gain credit through actual taking classes, but we can also give them credit for things that they are already doing. So when they go into the workplace, if they are a cashier, we can talk with their supervisor and find out if working with money, how much are they working with money? Does this fulfill a small portion of a credit that a student would earn in a traditional classroom? So trying to give them some competency credit for the time that they've put in. It's just a really different way of looking at education.
With COVID a couple of years ago, you know, the anxiety you talked about, was that accelerated a little bit, do you think?
Very much so. Many students who had anxiety prior to now, and I'm just generalizing here, and actually live with some of my own children who have had some of these things happen, where before COVID, they were able to kind of hold it together. They already knew all the ways that they knew worked for themselves before this point. But then COVID came and they were allowed to learn in a way that they actually kind of liked. They liked to be kind of alone. They wanted to be maybe not with their camera on if they were doing a Zoom class, those types of things. They all of a sudden started realizing that their style of learning didn't fit in with what was required. And so when they were asked to come back to the classroom, that safeness they felt when they were at home is no longer with them. And all of a sudden they're realizing that they're having a hard time focusing. They're having a hard time wanting to come to school and staying at school. And some of those are the students that we're going to see. They struggle with some of those things, and COVID really did accentuate that.
Not everybody is a social butterfly, are they?
Right. That's for sure. And we're finding out more and more. You know, I'm learning about myself even through this process, trying to help our students. I need to understand myself and what I need and maybe what I've ignored about myself. It's important.
It you know, I guess you don't want to put the stereotype that it's for somebody that may be struggling, mm-hmm. because obviously there could be some really smart kids in this, mm-hmm. just trying to relocate and redirect, right?
Absolutely. I just said this to somebody not too long ago, is you just don't even know what someone's going through unless you ask them. Because they usually suffer quietly. So most of us, if you asked us point blank, we'd probably admit to having some sort of a struggle in that way.
So it's an exciting time for the district, I think.
It really is.
Have other districts taken this on?
They have. You know, there's all different kinds of models. There's one school, a neighboring school, that does like a packet recovery credit model, where they just, if the student flunked a class, the teacher of that class creates a packet, and if the student goes through the packet, then they pass the class. They get the credit anyway. There's all different kinds of ways to do this. We visited Mauston, which is kind of the design that we gravitated toward, and we really liked how they serve their students and wanted to be able to provide that kind of service for our students.
So you're kind of looking at other programs and trying to take the best of the best to incorporate it then, it sounds like.
Yes, very much so. I know Prairie du Chien School District is also creating a new program. It's not new. They are just kind of relaunching it, I guess you could say. And I'll be curious to see how that goes for them. I don't really know their model, but as we all work through this process, we are going to need each other.
Kind of learning on the fly, aren't you?
Yes, for sure.
And we learned recently at the school board meeting that if they attend the partner school, they're still eligible for WIA-sponsored events, too.
Yes, they are. They're still our student. It's just another one of our schools.
Indeed. And some can report to the high school, I understand, first in the morning, then?
Right. Well, we have options for all the students as far as what they're comfortable with. So there are some students who are not comfortable entering certain buildings. And so we want to make sure that if that's the case for them, then we won't require that for them. But there are kids who need, like, we can't recreate our ag lab in East Hall. So if they are comfortable, we'd like them to take some classes still at the high school, so that way they can get the experiences they need if it's the pathway they're trying to follow.
That would be the best of both worlds, wouldn't mm-hmm, it?
For sure.
Kim, one of the things I thought about is, I know that the district's been in the interview process. There's probably a wide variety of different interests that you're seeing from the students that have applied.
Yes. And that's, you know, that's kind of our goal too, is just to get these students to be able to, really like zone in on what they want to do, and then be able to help them with whatever path they decide to go. And some of them might change, you know. Some of them, I had, you know, one today who, you know, kind of asked, you know, well, if I'm doing something and I want to do something else, is that okay? Absolutely. Like, then we can change. And if they're going to a certain business and they decide they want to do something else, we can do that. Same thing with like their learning path. Absolutely. So I'm really excited to see and get to work with these kids, because it's, you know, there's so many opportunities that are out there that we haven't even like seen yet. And I'm hoping, and I know that the community is going to be great in regards to supporting us. And so I'm excited to get going with this.
You've had a chance to look at some of the applications. Can you give us, maybe in general terms, some of the things that students are interested in and some areas they'd like to go?
Sure. Some of them are interested in, like, the medical. Some are interested in, like, heavy, you know, machinery, you know, how to run that. Some of the other ones that I've seen is into like, you know, construction, that kind of stuff. So I'm waiting to see, because we just started it today. So we have more opportunities to find out what the students are wanting.
Tell me about the new building too. So it's the East Hall.
Yep. So it was the old UW Extension building. Mm-hmm. And we are working on getting that ready to go. And it's a great site. Lots of different rooms. It has that, I don't know, tech room, I guess, in the back, mm-hmm. With some equipment that's already in there. So, and then I'm really wanting to have the kids kind of create it with me though. So I want us, once we get going, you know, to, they can help decorate, they can help figure out where we're going to put things, what we're going to be doing. And then, in fact, maybe even some, you know, possibly we can have them build like a deck off the back, or the shed in the back needs to have new shingles. So just some different projects that they can get credit for and help get the place to be our place. So,
yeah, you talk about just some basic maintenance that they could do.
Yes.
But then learn some life skills at the same time.
Absolutely. Yep. So it's going to be kind of our home away from home. So I'm excited to see how it's going to look.
As a teacher, how does that work for you then? Do you just kind of float around from project to project, or?
Yes. Yep. So I will be meeting with them, and we will start like their, you know, the beginning of the year, kind of like, who am I? What am I wanting to do? Start that, you know, individual like learning plan with them. And we're using a program called Headrush to help with that. That's our platform. And from there, it's definitely going to be some of, you know, independent work as well. And then, again, like I said, in the afternoons, I'll be making sure that they're getting to whatever place that they're going to be working. So it's all new. So we'll see how it goes. But I'm really excited.
The program Headrush, then, that's kind of some basic curriculum and things that they have to accomplish then?
It's like a platform, yes, and it helps. So let's say that they created this project that they wanted to do, and I'm able to take standards and connect the standards, the learning standards, to that project so that it can kind of all come together, so they can get that competency, like, credit for whatever they're deciding to do.
Approximately how many students are you looking at then for the first year?
Around 13 for the first year. So, and hopefully we will be growing after that, but that's our goal for the first year.
I think it's going to work well. And you mentioned the tech area too.
Yes.
That was there previously. I think that's going to just be a home run, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. I'm needing some help, so I'll have to be reaching out to some people in the community who knows about that a little bit more than I do. And the kids can help me out as well. So, but yes, that's a great, I didn't even realize it was there. So when I came in and saw that, I was like, oh, that's wonderful.
It's an added bonus, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
Sherry, your title is Director of Curriculum and Instruction. It's district-wide, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So tell me a little bit about your job, what you do on a daily basis.
Well, let's see. I do a lot with, I am a resource. I'm a resource to principals. I'm a resource to teachers so that they can best serve our students. I am the district assessment coordinator, so I get all that paperwork and the testing piece done. I do a lot with educator effectiveness, which is training and observations of teachers. I organize professional development, gifted and talented, English language learners. Really, anything that involves learning, I'm a part of it. So that's kind of a lot of it.
Uh-huh.
So I support special education, but that's one area that's not under my umbrella.
It really
officially
runs the gamut, though, of what you do.
It sure does, yeah. And this type of design of project really, really fits with, you know, when I started this work, because I've been a teacher most of my life. I'm starting my fourth year in this job, and I feel like it's my first day almost every day because I'm learning so many new things. And what I really want to do is make learning better for students. Like, our students deserve to have the best possible options. And I feel that the way we have our district staffed right now and with our new leadership, that we really are focused in that way. We aren't about doing what we've always done. We are about doing what's best for students.
Mm-hmm. I guess as an old fogey, you know, to play the devil's advocate, so to speak, you would be like, well, I sat in the classroom and I did that and it didn't hurt me any. I'm sure you probably hear that from time to time.
Yes, and we will, you know, and even some of our teachers might feel that way. Like, well, I teach biology or I teach whatever it is. And how can you recreate that with competencies and know that that student is getting the exact same as what the student is? And I can't. I can't do that officially, that, you know, they can't mirror each other, but it will most definitely be more related to that student's learning path. So if a student wants to do small motor, you know, whatever that might be, it's like I picture like a Southwest Tech student who might want to rebuild snowmobiles or ATVs and that type of thing. We would want a lot of what they learn to be focused in that area. Of course, there's going to be things that they have to learn that don't directly impact that, but we will try with all our might to make most of it focused in that way, because that's what the student's interested in. And that's what's going to hold their attention. That's what's going to make them love learning, because truly we want them to love to learn. I mean, the reading they're going to do are going to be user's manuals, you know, sure. Things like that. Like, which, that's going to count for something.
Those are difficult to read,
yes,
to be honest.
They do have a higher reading level, for sure. And so there's just lots of different ways to look at this. And students all of a sudden are, like the one we just met with before this, you could see all of a sudden his eyes just lit up when he found out that something he was going to do for a job he's on is going to count for something in school. We can give him credit for that. If he's going to get a training on GPS, we can give him credit for that. It's I think students will really take advantage of their learning styles, and they will design something that they know they can follow through on, and in turn that will make them really excited and just want to do more.
I could see the hands-on student just really excelling in something like this.
Right. Any students, you know, if we don't know anything about coding, but I'm guessing we're going to get somebody who wants to come through that avenue. And we don't really have anything for that at the high school either, because it's hard to get someone with a computer background to work for a teacher's salary. So they're mainly in the business, you know, private sector. And so trying to hook those students up with local people who are willing to teach them things, and us, we're going to need to learn those things too, so we can support the student. It's just opening up a whole new world for all of us.
I'm guessing, Kim, that, you know, attendance is probably going to be improved for some of these students, isn't
yes, it? Yes, yes. And that's our goal, too. Like, we want them to come. We want them to be excited and to come to school. And we're hoping that this is going to help some of those kids that just kind of struggled wanting to go because it just didn't mean much to them. So having them be, like, in the forefront of, like, what they're going to be doing, what they're going to be learning, I think is going to be huge on getting these kids to come.
And I think it'll make them more employable, because that's one of the things you hear from employers sometimes, is somebody will work a couple of days and then not show up. And I'm guessing this makes them maybe feel a little bit more responsible.
Yes, absolutely. That's our goal, too, is that getting them in that in the community as well, and getting them to know other people and networking and yes, you know, getting the trainings and the certifications that they need in order to be you know, employees and to be good employees. So we're hoping that we can, I mean, it's just, it's like everything kind of coming together for these kids, where they can get the whole package. So
you mentioned 13 this year. Can you see the program growing in the future then?
I sure hope so. Yes. I think it will.
We have a wait list right now.
You do? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. We just want to make sure and foundationally build it right before we take on too many. So we want to get that first group through and really understand what our processes are, because we're kind of building the plane while we fly it. But by design, I mean, that's what the students are going to be doing too. So we wanted to go alongside them and do the same thing. We'd hate to have it totally made for them and then it doesn't fit them. Mm-hmm. We need to make sure that they're part of the making of it.
Right. So somebody could shift gears, obviously, too, couldn't, if they found out, well, this isn't my thing.
Yep, absolutely. Yep, if they decided that for some reason, yep, it wasn't working, they would like to go back, they can, to like their high school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I see. In terms of room there and space, is there plenty of it at the new building?
Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. It's, like I said, it's pretty open. A lot of things are all connected together. So I feel like it's going to benefit they'll have like their own spot, their own work spot and their workplace that they can have. But at the same time, there's a pretty large gathering, like larger room for them to come together in. So it's really set up nice. I was very, very impressed and happy in regards to how well the building's going to, I think, work. So
they go the same number of school days as everyone else.
Yep.
Because we're an alternative school, we do have a contract with the state that essentially gives us a little flexibility there.
Okay.
So as an alternative charter school, you have calendar and timeline flexibilities. So that's we are planning to as of right now, but we do have that option.
I see. Mm-hmm. They would follow the same pattern if there was a late start or anything else. It's the same
yes.
schedule then.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then school in the morning and then to work in the afternoon.
Yep.
And I can see that helping the workforce in our area, too.
Yes. Yes. I think that will as well. So
teaching has changed, obviously, too. And I'm thinking that students going to college now to be teachers are probably going to be maybe better schooled for something like this in the future, aren't they, Kim?
Yeah, I would say so. Again, just having that opportunity to be able to not just, you know, attend school, but to be able to do more things and get out in that workforce is a key component, in my opinion, for their future. So,
and Kim is getting her alternative education license right now. So that is a specialty license. Not just anybody can teach all the different age groups and be able to give them credit for that. So this alternative ed license is important.
I wondered about that. So you're actually going to school as well at the
yes.
same time.
Yep, so. I'm in my second class right now. So,
well, I'm sure that will go well.
Yes.
Technology has certainly changed things as far as education over the last few years and the number of years that you've been teaching, Sherry.
Yes, for sure.
And that continues to grow, too. You know, there's different opportunities. In fact, we had some of your IT people on earlier this year, mm-hmm. but talked about that, and that just blows my mind, the opportunities that are ahead for students.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? And shout out to them because they're doing a lot of help with this, with a setup of our school, as well as our maintenance staff and our administration. They've all been super supportive and helpful. But yes, with IT, we have a lot of resources available to us, a lot of new things. One thing that's interesting, though, is in my position, I do a lot of website management, not management, that's kind of a bad term, but like when we use like iReady, which is a website where students go on there to work and we can see as teachers how well they learn math and reading. I do a lot of the management of the students and the staff in those websites. What we're finding is after COVID, teachers are trying to kind of stay away from a little of that because I think they got a little burned out on some of those things. And so really trying to find the most impactful technology pieces that really give us the information we need and support the students in the way that they're best learning.
So each student has a Chromebook, mm-hmm. though, right?
Right. And as will the students at Partner, they will have a Chromebook also. We have, I'm not sure what we're going to have, the county left some resources in there for us, like we said, at East Hall. And it's older, but there's a Mac lab in there. So we don't know what that's going to bring for us, if they're going to be something we can work through. Or if we have students who want to tinker, they can also tinker with those. But boy, there's a lot of opportunity there.
Now that's exciting too, for somebody that wants to go old school a little bit maybe, right?
Right, right.
So the deadline for application, is coming up or is that passed, Kim?
That passed. That was okay. Last Friday, the 7th.
Yes, the 7th. But we have a wait list. So if you're curious or interested, you can get put on the wait list for sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And maybe see what it's all about this year and do this another year then.
Absolutely.
Too. Great. Mm-hmm. Anything else either one of you would like to add about it or anything about the upcoming school year?
I do have what PARTNER stands for.
Oh!
We have an acronym.
I didn't want to put you back in the corner. But,
it's kind of a weird name for something like this. But
sure.
And it's kind of talking about the partnership with our community and with our other buildings. But we as a group, were kind of sitting around talking about what we envision this to look like for our students just in a conceptual phase. And as I was looking at the words, I'm like, oh, that makes the acronym PARTNER. So it was problem solvers, academic rigor, responsibility, transcend, navigate, elevate, and real world skills.
Okay.
So that's what makes PARTNER.
There's going to be a quiz on that, so maybe we can give away a prize if somebody remembers all that.
Right.
It's easier just to say PARTNER, but
yes.
But I think it fits, and I really think it's a great title. Mm-hmm. right? It doesn't like stereotype or pigeonhole or anything, right?
Right.
It's just kind of generic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Yeah, I like it. Very good. Well, we appreciate you both coming by to see us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Good luck. The school year, you know, I don't want to be Debbie Downer, but it's not too far.
Coming fast.
Very fast.
Exactly. Because you'll be in service, at the end of August, I presume.
Yes. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Kim's already kind of working.
I was going to say, getting ready for the big change.
Yes,
then, so.
Yes.
But it's got to be really exciting to be on the ground floor the inaugural year.
It is. Yes. Like I said, I'm thrilled. I've been wanting to do something like this or work in an alternative school for quite some time. I've always felt that there needs to be a different opportunity for kids. So I'm really excited to get to be the one that's doing this. So along with Cherry. So mm-hmm.
Great bonus for the district, that's for sure. Well, thanks for all of your good work.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Cherry Johnson, Director of Curriculum and Instruction, and Kim Sifkas, Instructor for the Partner School here in the Richland District on today's Morning Show.